Okay, so first of all, fantastic show, well done.
Thank you very much, thank you for coming.
It must have taken ages to set up, to organise everything. How does a show like this start?
Well, basically, I think like this, for me, it started because I'm a fan. And I've been a fan of Laurel and Hardy since I was eight, or as early as I can remember. I've always wanted to do a one-man show, or any show, or any play. I did a one-man show in Sheffield with Ian, and I asked Ian to direct it and to take bits out and put bits back in. And that's it, really. I've always been a fan of him, and I thought it's about time I did one. And it was, you know, sooner rather than later, and so I thought, yep, here we go.
And how long does learning lines for a one-man show, which lasted probably about 50 minutes, am I right? It must have taken ages and practising about 400 times a day, is that the case?
I'll be honest with you. I've done this before. I still need to learn a lot, actually, because I think it has gone down really well tonight, and I've been impressed with what I've done. But some of the lines sometimes are a little bit kind of, we're talking about this, it's paraphrasing. I've paraphrased a bit too much. I know the lines, but I put in, and sometimes I take out when I shouldn't. So ultimately, I try to learn 3 or 4 pages a day from April. I've got most of them, but sometimes I do paraphrase, which is a note that Ian gave me as a director, and rightly so, because sometimes I do that.
And of course, thing about Laurel and Hardy is much of their acting is very visual. Is it a case of sort of standing in front of a mirror and literally just practicing it in that way? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, that's basically it. Standing in front of a mirror, see what you look like, and getting people to see how you do it, and trying to get the feel of it as well. Just believe that you're there.
And now, as a director of this performance, have you wrote the whole play as well? Have you had a creative input in everything of it?
Not in everything. Andrew invited me to watch a sort of stand-up read-through, if you like, of an original script that was written. And basically asked for my advice and my sort of direction, and then I went away and edited the script and rewrote some of the scenes, and I've added new things in that I thought, as a director, you look at the pace, and that's what I've tried to do, and make sure the pace is kind of, it's nice and fluid.
So how long from the idea to it happening here now has it taken?
Well, for me, it's only been about two months that I've been involved. With Andrew a lot longer, because he came up with the initial idea and he's wrote the script, and then 2 months ago was when I saw it and then sat him down and said, okay, you need to do this and this and this, and then went away and worked on it. So for me, it's quite new for me. It's only about 2 months. Andrew's invested a lot more time than me.
And what is the future for this project now?
My idea is to take it on tour on every single fan club in Great Britain if I can. There's 36 tents. I've done 2. Sheffield, my local one. Hyde. Do it at a convention, the Oxford Convention, in July. In May next year, we've got one booked. Take it to the Edinburgh Festival. Ultimately, what I would love to do is to make a film. Ultimately, I mean, this is quite a long way off. Being a professional actor myself, well, Ian's a professional actor as well. Maybe at some point in the future, we could collaborate on making some kind of story, some kind of short film, some kind of TV programme on Laurel and Hardy. What I decided to do was try not to impersonate them so much, but tell the heart of their story, because it's hard to, there's a lot of Laurel and Hardy lookalikes and impersonators who are very good. I don't class myself as an impersonator of them. I try and class myself as an actor who tells their story, and hopefully I've done that tonight.
I've had a fantastic night. It was a brilliant play. Thank you very much.